almost humiliating the domination that the Reds have. That's four.
In the derby, Liverpool have beaten Everton by 4-0. 37 attempts in total, 13 on target. Everton didn't have any on target in the game. We'll talk about that red card bottom right in a moment. One-way traffic, really. Look at the possession. Look at the touches in the opposition area. 64 against just 3. That has to be the biggest differential there's ever been. And look at the passing accuracy as well. What a contrast. What a fantastic night this was for Liverpool. I'm sure he's happy on the inside. Daniel Sturridge certainly will be. He and Milner with Jeff Shreves.
Daniel James, against your near rivals, that must be a very sweet feeling.
Yeah, it is. Every derby is always a big game for everyone, and you know, the whole club, the fans as well. Until you play them again, give the fans that bragging rights when they go to work and see the friends and things like that. So it was a big victory, and we want to keep this momentum going that we've managed to gain over the last few weeks.
It was 0-0 up until about the 43rd minute, but did you feel it was coming, the goal?
Yeah, I think we know we could play better the first half, but we kept looking for it. We created chances and kept pushing forward. And you know, we went in at half time up, but we know we had another gear. And I think the important thing is that we kept going second half and came out, and that was going to be important. I thought we started the second half very well and carried on from there.
Daniel, should I say well done with your goal or goals?
It's goals, innit? You know it as well. I don't even know why you're asking me. But obviously, it was a great ball by Lucas for the first one, and obviously Phil shot and it's hit me, so it's my goal.
You've said it with a smile on your face, but you're claiming it definitely yours in your opinion.
Of course, of course. No doubt.
Another two assists for you, though, James. Two against Stoke as well. Record high this season for you at the club as well. What do you put that down to?
I don't know, really. I think it's always been a strength, a quiet strength, I think, that I like to get forward and try to create as many chances as I can and goals for these guys. And, you know, that's something that I work on, and you just want to contribute, whether it's goals, assists or whatever you're doing for the team. So it's nice to keep contributing, but we just want to keep this run going now, finish the season strongly. And again, it's another good performance and a good bit of momentum to take into the next few games.
Joking aside, when they're down to 10, as soon as you come on, you're in the hunt for the goals, you smell an injured beast.
Of course. You know, for me, it's important to be first and foremost playing, and secondly, when I do play, to contribute as much as I can, whether it is goals or assists, as Millie said. So, you know, today was one of those games where you come on and you want to get on the score sheet, and I'm glad I did.
Is it frustrating when you're not starting?
Of course. Frustrating for every player, but it's a manager's job to select his team, and all I can do is, when I'm on the football pitch, do what I do best. But as I said, of course it's frustrating for every player that doesn't start games.
And what would you say about the run of form that Liverpool are in right now?
It's fantastic. And with all the work we put on the training field, with all the work that obviously goes on behind the scenes, when we go on the football pitch, we do have, you know, a lot of confidence. And each game we go in, we have that mentality to win.
And James, can you keep maintaining this for the end of the season in both competitions?
I'd like to think so. We seem to be in that rhythm at the moment. And you know, I think as a full squad as well, it's so important. The amount of games we've played this year, you need a full squad, and we have got a quality squad of players, a young squad as well. But when the other boys, the younger guys have come in, they've done brilliant as well, and there's a lot of competition for places. So that's what you need. And I think everyone's, you know, not bought into the manager's style, but it's a bit more second nature now. Maybe it was a few months ago, and that reaction, and we know how he wants to play, and everyone's on the same page. And I think you can see that in the performances.
OK, last question. Who would you give the goal to?
That's down for you guys to decide, I think.
No debate, you're the Barclays man of the match. Daniel, you do the honours, please.
Congratulations, mate. Well,
cheers, Paul. Thank you.
Now, James, we will come to that in just a moment. We'll also talk about Liverpool's excellent performance tonight. But first, Everton. How poor were they?
No, you can't hide it. Everton were terrible tonight. Really, really, really poor. I'm going to give a little bit of help. You know, really miss Seamus Coleman, Phil Jagielka. Things didn't go well for them in the game with injuries to the centre-half and the sending-off. But and Gareth Barry coming off at half-time as well. But that wasn't the reason Everton lost tonight. Everton lost because Liverpool were much better. And Everton didn't do well enough in the first half. That was simple as that. And it made the job too difficult at half-time when they went 2-0 down.
What did you make of Everton?
Well, I think I said that half-time they were embarrassing. And they were. I've never known a derby game where it was so easy to pass the ball. Liverpool, and I've got this, when you play derby games, the pitches seem really tight. The crowds are on top of you. You've got no space to play. Wherever you played the game. And it was just so easy for Everton to get to the edge of the box. Could have been, what was it, 4-0, wasn't it?
It was.
It could have been 6 or 7. There's no doubt about that. And I said about, he's played his full-strength team here. And not many managers would want to do that in terms of having an FA Cup semi-final. But he's been forced into one because it's Liverpool and also because they're having so poor. But to put on a performance like that, it was like the players had the flip-flops on waiting for the real big game, if you like, at the weekend. And I couldn't believe the way Everton reacted to going to 10 men. They were still open, playing it short, putting themselves into trouble. Liverpool would have been happy probably just keeping the ball. Everton were helping Liverpool by still taking chances. But this Everton team now has been spoken about as a criticism to the manager. The best side Evertonians have said, this is the best side we've had since the mid-80s when they won titles. It's a nonsense, they're not. They're nowhere near as good as some of the teams David had. Even Joe Royal had when they won the FA Cup. They're miles away. So, OK, the manager's going to get criticism now. And that's not... We knew going into these two games, they were vital. That's an embarrassing defeat, embarrassing performance. And if he gets something similar against Manchester United, I think it's difficult for him to come back. But in terms of those players, people keep saying how good they are. They're not. They're not. That's why they are in the league, and that's why they're putting performances in like that in a Merseyside derby.
In the second half, how important was it, a turning point at all, the sending off?
Well, it was already an uphill task as it was, but the sending off comes here. And, you know, we looked at it right away. It's not a good tackle when we see it again. My first thought was he was getting booked for kicking the ball away. But I think when you see this slowed down, you would say, you know, it's not a good tackle. I don't know if he meant it, but it wasn't a good tackle.
Bad tackle, Jamie?
Yeah.
Right to get red?
Yeah, of course. I mean, David Wright, the referee, I think, is just going to book him. Doesn't quite see the extent of it, but...
He wants his left hand here. And the yellow card comes out, goes back in from Bobby Madley. Mm-hmm. And then it's red.
I think it's the role of the assistant he plays in it. I think we'll see that here now. And, you know, the referee is behind it, fair enough to him, but this is what officials should do. They work together as a team. And you see the linesman there nodding his head. He now covers his mouth, I think, with his hand to speak to the referee that in his ear now. There. And listen, they've had some stick over the weekend or so, the officials, but again, they work together and get
what
the decision.
What you hear, Jamie? You're saying it's a horrible one.
Yeah.
It's a horrible one.
Yeah, spot on decision. And just hope, you know, the lad's okay, because he's in great form.
Yeah, let's hope what Martin says is right. Badly sprained ankle. Yeah. He looked a lot worse for a while.
But listen, he's let himself down with the challenge. But listen, okay, it happens. You know, in football, I've made bad challenges, other players make bad challenges. But going off the pitch, he's kissing his badge to the Everton fans. I was made up. He went off in some ways, and that helped Liverpool, you know, get more goals. But he's kissing the badge. One, he's been here 2 minutes. And number two, what is he playing to the crowd? Because he's injured, the Liverpool player, and they're going to be happy with that. They're getting battered in the game. He's not going to miss the biggest game of the season, and they've already got Jagielka out. Embarrassing.
This is the moment you're talking about, Jamie. There we go.
What's he doing? Everton fans won't fall for that nonsense coming off as if, oh, I mean, you've put a bad challenge. It was the only challenge anyone put in, by the way, but it was a bad one. But to come off kissing your badge...
Now, we talked in the first half about the first two goals, how easy they were. Was the third one for Liverpool the easiest of the lot?
Yeah, well, at this time, I mean, Everton are down. They're down to 10 men, you know. And look, it's not a good pass by John Stones. I think the game, at this period, you know, you just need to make sure you don't concede any more goals. And they never recover from the bad pass. No, Bezic, who's playing alongside him at this time, doesn't get back in alongside him. Not good pass, as we said. Doesn't reach its intended target. And now Everton have got themselves in a difficult situation.
I think that's what I mentioned about how they perform with 10 men. They're still playing sort of Roberto Martinez's way, if you like, with 11 men, splitting the fullbacks. When you go down to 10 men, you've got two banks of four and you've got to take your medicine. Because you're down to 10 men means it's really difficult to score a goal. It shouldn't be that difficult to keep them out. Two banks of four, make it difficult. And Everton just played
into this one?
Liverpool's hands. I mean, I don't think Daniel Sturridge knows too much about it, so I feel a little bit for Coutinho. But Daniel Sturridge is a striker. Maybe it means more to him. And I think that, well, I think the first goal puts him right up there now. I think there's only a couple of players, Fernando Torres being one, who've got to 50 goals. Is it 50 goals?
Yes.
50 goals
appearances.
Quicker. I mean, Daniels,
it could be 51.
Could be 51.
Great assist for Coutinho, this.
Well, when he said it was a great pass, I thought he was going to say a great pass from Coutinho for the for the last one. But I think it just shows the quality of Daniel Sturridge, that record that he's got. He is an unbelievable striker, but he's got to think to himself, why am I not in this team? Because it's not an unbelievable Liverpool team, playing really well, managers getting the best out of them. But the fact that he's not playing, that's something that's got to sink in.
A great night for the Reds, for the blue half of Merseyside. A horrible, horrible night, particularly for that man. And you'll hear from Roberto Martinez when we come back. It was the night at Anfield where it all went wrong for Roberto Martinez. The Everton manager is with Jeff Shreve.
Roberto, all things considered, was that nothing short of disastrous tonight?
It was, yeah. I think it was a horrible, horrible showing that he started with the best intentions, but then ended up very close to half-time with an inability to do the basics right and do the things that you have to do in any performance. It looked like that we wanted to participate in a big football occasion and we forgot to defend the box properly. You give them a soft two-goal lead, and then when you're trying to regroup and you're facing the second half, obviously, to get emotional, as we did with the game and that red card from that point on, obviously, with all the incidents happening, Gareth Barry picking up an injury at half-time, and then John Stones feeling ill and having stomach cramps. The whole thing is one after another. It's a chain reaction of a disastrous group of actions that made it an impossible experience.
Your opinion of the red card itself?
I just feel that is a challenge that it should be avoided. I think it's in you're getting carried away with emotion of the derby. Maybe the first time that Ramiro is involved in this sort of games and he got carried away. Probably a red card. I don't know. He's trying to challenge the ball. I can understand the red card. Maybe a yellow card. I could understand it as well. But top and bottom is that we didn't cope with the emotions of the occasion and we didn't control ourselves well enough. I don't think the referee should have been given the opportunity of giving a red card from our point of view.
How do you turn things around so quickly before the weekend? It's a short space of time. How do you lift the players and who lifts you?
Poli is such a huge game for us that probably is the only good thing, that it doesn't really need much motivation. Obviously we're still hurting and we want to be hurting for a long, long time, but obviously we need to react really, really quickly and prepare the game on Saturday, because it's the only way that we can get rid of this feeling.
Psychologically, how much damage done, do you think?
Well, psychologically, I think we're strong enough to react. I think the problem is obviously the suspension now to Ramiro Funes Mori, with the injuries that we had with Phil Jagielka already in that centre-half position. Mo Besic is someone that he can play in that role, but to lose John Stones, we'll have to assess him. I think it'll be more the injuries that we picked up and the suspension with it.
Before this game, you said you needed a good result tonight. You needed a good performance. There was already huge pressure on you personally. What has that done for you tonight, in terms of the pressure on you?
Well, it's a feeling of embarrassment, in terms of we know that we shouldn't put a show in like this. I know that sometimes there are things in football that you can't control, that a chain of events that they go against you, but we brought that onto ourselves, considering those two goals in 3 minutes just before half time is something that we should be much better than that. And from that point on, is the focus, obviously, having the semi final around the corner affects you as an individual, as a player, when you're out there. Is a moment that is tough, but we're going to face the adversity as we have to do, as we always showed, with strong character, with a strong responsibility, and we're going to make sure that we make up for this performance today in front of our fans at Wembley.
Going into that game, though, how much do you feel you're fighting for your job?
Well, it's not about my job. All I want is to bring success to Everton, and it's about the players being able to be themselves, being able to cope with the occasion, and we know that we are one step away from a final, and that's the only thing that it could bring satisfaction to our fans, and that's the only thing we're going to concentrate on, that's the only thing we're going to do. I think as a football club, we've done it throughout years. Facing the adversity is something that we're gonna show again. We're going to be an example of how to do that.
Thank you, Roberto.
Thank you.
about how upbeat he was before the game. He certainly wasn't there, describing that performance as horrible, horrible. And he talked about it for himself. And how hard would that have been when he said there the feeling he's got is embarrassment?
Well, he's telling exactly how he feels. And I feel for him because, you know, I know what it's like. You can lose games and they didn't play well tonight. And, you know, I don't think it's ever nice when you get asked questions about your job. And, you know, I think he's been put in the spot. But he has to get his team ready again to go and play against Manchester United. He's got a great chance, semi-final. There'll be a big Everton support there. You know, the job now is to get the team back up.
How does he do that?
Ready.
How do you pick
well,
up the team in this
circumstances? We've been talking about it. It's very difficult because, you know, he's off a real bad result tonight and it'll be low and they've got a few injuries. And more importantly, injuries to key players, players who know what it means at Everton. You know, Phil Jagielka, Seamus Coleman, you know, people who really know which is required and what it means to play here. And I think they'll be the real misses and they need them in the dressing room to help the players.
And it's the fans who are asking those questions as well, it must be said, Jamie. How precarious is his position right now? And if he does win on Saturday in that semi-final, how much of the pressure does that lift?
It'll be massive for them. The biggest thing for Everton is to try and win a trophy. I think David said at the start of the show was the semi-final's bigger. I mean, the Merseyside derby is a huge game locally in the city, but for Everton to try and win a trophy is huge. And if Roberto Martinez could do that, of course it takes the pressure away. But he said himself it was defining sort of 4 or 5 days, and the first half, if you like, has been a disaster for them, and how he then sort of picks them up now and goes again. But the thing about Roberto Martinez, I'd say, is I think that interview then was one of the best interviews he's done, because a lot of frustration from the supporters, probably 50% of the frustration comes from his interviews after the game, because he's so positive, so upbeat. Now, there was no way you could be that tonight, but at least he said exactly how it
honesty.
Was. Exactly, and I think a lot of the frustration from Everton fans comes from that. You know, not coming out and maybe saying and maybe putting a positive spin on things when it hasn't gone well. I think that was probably the best thing of Everton tonight, Roberto Martinez's interview, and that's not something that you can say, but I think he hit the nail on the head about how bad his team were.
We must mention Liverpool.
Yeah.
How good they were tonight.
Let's go.
How good were they?
Well, it was interesting listening to James Milner. He didn't say about Liverpool playing so great, but they capitalised on maybe how poor Everton were. But after that, they were. Of course, they were. And it could have been 6 or 7. You win 4-0 in the derby game. I never won by a score like that. I think it was 2 or 3 at the most now and again. So for a derby game to win one like that, I mean, Liverpool take huge credit. And especially James Milner. I mean, the two assists he got. And the last time I was over that side in the main stand, and he was getting pelters for the corners he was taking. And he's now got 2 assists at that end, both left foot, and I think it's 14 and 15 for the season for him.
So a fantastic night for Liverpool. The speculation about Roberto Martinez bound to go on. Today, news that one manager will be leaving at the end of the season, Ronnie Dyla at Celtic. And have a look at this, David. Odds on, a certain David Moyes has gone today for that job. What can you tell us?
Well, what I can tell you is I've
you've had the best
involvement in that position. There's been a few jobs come up and I've not taken them. The bookies have
gone
wrong.
You've been the favourite, I think, for four or five. Yeah. What about this one? Your old club?
Look, let me tell you, Celtic's a brilliant football club. Great football club. Unbelievable support and fan base. One of the biggest in the world. But, you know, I'm going to wait till the summertime and make my decision in the summertime. So there's no hurry to do anything.
Would it interest you, that job, at your old
there's
club?
There's lots of jobs that would interest me. You know, and as I said, Celtic's a great club.
We shall see. Watch this space, therefore. David, thank you for your company this
thank
evening.
You.
Jamie,
you.
Likewise for the Merseyside derby.